Currently connected to CMM Network.
AEAWOJ.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WHB.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL on the mobile. WDAKLL.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is WQPUT Mobile listening.
This is KFA SQN testing.
Golf India Oscar. What's your testing, Wyatt?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Making it in.
Yeah, I was testing out my HT. I had a, what is that, 6.5 inch rat tail on it I made, and I was just testing it out. But yeah, I'm, it's better than the last time though. KFA SQN Friday.
Whiskey 8 Golf, India Oscar. Yeah, I caught it at the end there. You stepped up, so I don't know if you moved it or whatever, but sounds like you're on the right track, brother.
Yeah, I was soldering today and making new rat tails, cutting them to length and stuff. I was trying to hit that repeater. I'm in Emily City, and the nearest repeater that's linked to the system is the Romeo one. And I have a Explorer QRZ-1 I got a couple days ago, and I put that rat tail on it, and I can barely even make my local repeater.
Well, that's the beauty of the hobby. You test and retest and have more fun and figure it out. And then once you figure it out, it's a great deal of enjoyment. So have fun with it.
Roger, thank you. Yeah, I feel like that's what the hobby is all about. Learning from your mistakes, making mistakes, and having fun. But I'm going to move outside. Move my equipment outside today to test it out, see if I get a better reception than indoors, inside, because I was running a 3-foot tape, and I went in the highest point of my house to get, try to hit this repeater.
Yeah, it's tough. I think when I'm in the house, upstairs, I use a half pan cookie sheet and put a magnet mount on the bottom of it. Holy crap. Sorry, this guy next to me about ran me off the road. It's all about the ground plane. I mean, you've already figured all that stuff out, so it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah, I definitely learned that the ground planes really helped me a lot. I used to use a metal pan. I mean, I still will, but the rat tails is so much better. I wrap it around my SMA connectors. The SMA, what is that? Female, I think. Yeah, female. On my antenna, I wrap that copper wire around. And I have one for VHS and one for UHF. I swap out. But I use a Belfing AR-152. It's a high-powered HT. It's about 10 watts.
I don't know, are you a general yet, or are you working?
I'm working on getting my generals. I cannot study for the save my life, though.
Yeah, it's a dedication. I used an online ham. Oh gosh, I can't think of it now. Ham.org. But it was great. The classes were great. It was all online. You just take tests, and that's how I passed mine.
Yeah, I used a ham study. That's what helped me get my technicians a lot. I like how they randomize the questions for the test. It's not like same order every time, like ham prep. But yeah, I've been wanting to get my generals for a while now. Or not a while. I got my license 3 weeks ago. So for about this week, I've been wanting to get my general because I heard FT4, I think, and FT8. And I use this website on my mom's laptop. It's called Remote Ham Radio. It's a paid program, but I got it for free because I joined the program. But you can do FT8 on there from your computer, and you can plug in Morse code keys to your laptop and send Morse code out. But I've been wanting to get on, 40 meters and stuff like that. I don't like being stuck on 10 meters.
Yeah, it's fun once you get there. I ended up doing a lot of POTO last year, and so I've been working on my truck, getting it converted. In this summer, hopefully I plan to spend some more time hitting parks and activating more parks. But yeah, it's a slippery slope. It's a lot of fun, so enjoy it. I started off studying for my extra, and then I got sidetracked with work, so it is on my list to complete before the end of the year. Knock on wood.
Hey, Roger. Like what I said, I cannot study for my generals, because I could study patients, but I have the patience. It's just there's so much other stuff I could do, my projects and stuff. I always think about that when I'm studying, so I can't just focus on it and actually study. I got to chapter 4 of the generals, but hopefully once I pass my test, knock on wood, I will immediately go on 40 meters. I've been wanting to go on that for a long time now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And that's KB9VBR, this cat named Michael Martins, but he's, between him and Sean got me converted to go from GMRS to ham, and then once I got down that slippery slope, it just kind of went from there. But I had to take a little bit of a break earlier, but now I'm back at it, and looking forward to the summer. I am pulling up to my house, so have fun with your projects, Wyatt. It was good catching up with you again. I talked to you, I think, last week. I was dropping my son off to go pick up a car, and then some other guy jumped on our call, so I never got to say goodbye. But I am Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. My name is Ben, and I live in Rochester. Talk to you soon, man.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Trolley, India.
This is KSAFQN. I didn't get your call sign, but the breaking station, go ahead.
Yeah, Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. The name here is Brad. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario. And I'm running a Yaesu FT991A with a Comet GP15 on top of a 30-foot tower. How's my signal report? I don't know who it goes to, but the name is Brad.
QSO, I got you to 5-9. My name is Wyatt, spelt Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. And I am from Emory City, Michigan. And I believe the person just talked to left, but I'm gonna say bye to him really quick. I didn't get his call sign, but you have a good rest of your day in 7-3, and I'll hand it back over to you.
All right, Wyatt. This has been Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. Catch you next time. Have fun today, bud.
Roger, thank you. You as well, and. You have a good rest of your day. And 7-3 U, KFASQN. I'll hand it over to Brad, I believe.
I doubled with you. Did you give your name phonetically and slowly? V3CCR.
Roger, my name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey, Yankee, Alpha, Tango, Tango. And my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back to November, KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, V3CCI. Nice to meet your acquaintance there, V3CCI.
Roger, it's nice to talk to you. I've never talked to anybody from Canada before. Everybody's from the U.S. I had one guy on ECR talk from England. I'm using Echo Link right now. But, yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you. And what's your call sign phonetically? I didn't get that.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. Roger. I'll log you down on QRZ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Spread November, KCKJO.
This is KF8FQN, KC8KJO. Tom, go ahead.
I was checking out your QRZ logbook. Looks like you've been a little busy beaver there, sir. Great job.
You're not coming in very good there, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm coming in on a Warren repeater. I'm using HD Evolving EM32. It's the only one that I brought with me today. I don't have any mobile units in my personal vehicle.
Roger, yeah, I got to the point where I could tell if somebody's using a bow thing, just by me using my, bow thing. I think I told you about it in your radio, the QRZ1 Explorer. I like it. It's a 5-watt, small little radio.
You gotta put it on your YouTube channel so we can check it out.
Roger, I did post it, but I posted the transmission and receive quality on it. But yeah, I'll do a review on it. Well, thank you for visiting my channel, and I'm going to hand it over to Echo 3, Charlie, India.
How long have you been a ham for? Are you just getting into the hobby, or how long have you been a ham? I got licensed 20 years ago, and I was 16. I was pretty excited when I got my license, B3CCI.
I got my license about 3 weeks ago now.
Yep. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? B3CCI.
I'm 11.
Yep, 11, that's pretty good. Like I said, I was 16 when I got my license. Well, I was 11 when I discovered amateur radio, so, yeah, that was back 25 years ago, I think. No, 24 years ago, back in 2001, my dad got me into amateur radio, so. Yep, welcome to the hobby. B3CCI. Go ahead to the other station.
KCHK Joe. All right, Wyatt, have fun out there. I got to do a couple other things down here in Clinton Township, and then maybe I'll hear you on the radio when I drive back up to my home CTH. So enjoy the hobby, and I'll probably talk to you throughout the week. 73 to you, sir. KCHK Joe.
73 to you as well. Nice talking to you again, and I hope we bump into each other on this repeater system again. 73 to you, and I'll hand it over to Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Yeah, very good. What antennas do you got up, and what radios are you using at the moment?
I got a Balfang AR-152. It is a 10-watt HT radio. I am using a 3-foot tape antenna on it, indoors, sadly. I got 2 rat tails for VHF, UHF. I have 2 Radio Oddity QA radios. They have no keypad on it and stuff. And then I got a QRZ-1 Explorer, and that is a another ham radio I just got. And they both, those Radio Oddities and the QRZ-1, they have stock antennas. So the only non-stock antenna I have is that 3-foot tape. I'm looking to get a Anytone 778 for my birthday, with a power converter and a base antenna for my home base station. Back over to you.
I have a Yaesu FT991A and a Comet GP15 on top of a 30-foot tower, so. And plus I have a few HDs. I have a Kenwood THD-74, a Yaesu FT-70D, and an old ICOM ICV-8. It's just 2-meter only, so. V3CCI, over to you.
Roger, yeah, I wish I had a 30-foot tower, lucky. This is Jeff Ryan's call sign. I think he's newer to ham radio. He's in his 20s, I believe. I seen him at my local amateur radio club meeting. Speaking of that, I went to my first ham radio club meeting last Tuesday, but he has a 30-foot tower he didn't put up yet. But yeah, you're lucky. You have a radio tower.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a great hobby to get into. So, yep. You have your license for about 3 weeks now. So, I know the Americans, they have to renew their license every 10 years. But us Canadians, we have it forever. So, it's pretty nice. B3CCI over to you.
Really? You guys are lucky then. I'm not looking forward to studying for my license all over again. I did not enjoy that at all. Also, I got a question. In Canada, what's the FCC called? Like, I know it's called something different. Like, what is it called?
Say again.
Hey, Roger. So, like, you know how we have, like, the FCC that, like, gives us our license? Like, what's, like, Canada's version of that? Like, who gives you the license?
Oh, you mean the governing body of amateur radio? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Yeah, it's Industry Canada over here, V3CCI.
Industry Canada, correct?
That's affirmative, yep, Industry Canada.
That's crazy, you never knew that. It's good to know. Wait, I don't know if you know this, but like, if I went in Canada, let's just say go in Canada, with a U.S. amateur radio license, can I still operate ham radio in Canada?
Yeah, you can, bring your U.S. call sign, but you have to use the VE3 after it. You can say your call sign, but you have to use the VE3 because VE3 is the prefix for Ontario.
Roger, so VE3 is for Ontario, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, so V2CCI for ID.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm starting to get it now. See, that V3 for Ontario, I believe. And then I think it's for the Michigan region. It's 8, so KF8. I think it's like a new, what would that be, suffix of the newer call signs.
Oh, okay. Very good. So how did you become interested in amateur radio?
I got into ham radio. Hold on, this antenna. I got into ham radio. I heard about it about, I don't really know, I'm guessing 6 months ago. That's when I started listening to web SDRs. Some shortwave radio, and I started doing some research more on it, and I had that Balfang, that AR-152, because I play airsoft, and I used it to make my vest look cool, so I never used it. Then I dug it out of my closet, hit the scan button, started listening to, it's an analog radio. So I went on a DMR channel, and I just heard, like, buzzing, you can say, and I thought that was cool for some reason. And And I started learning the CTCSS, stuff like that. And eventually, I wanted to get my license. I found out that you had to have a license to transmit. I wanted to talk to other people. And I started studying for my technicians.
Connected to CMN Network.
B2CCI, yeah. Well, how I got my license is my dad got me into amateur radio by, he had a scanner radio with all the ham frequencies in it. And that was back in 2001. And then I tried to study the course, but I failed it back then. And then since I'm a white painter and totally blind, I went to a school for the blind, and they had a amateur radio course there. And this was back in 05. And I passed the amateur radio course, and I got my license at 16. And here I am, 36, loving the hobby, so. B3CCI.
Roger, well, that's an awesome way to get in the hobby. Everybody's a little different, and that's what I like. I love hearing the stories of other people, how they got into it. And if you don't mind me asking, so you are blind?
I had been blind since birth. My radio is, some of them talk to me, some of them don't. I have to use programming software on my computer, and my computer talks to me. Screen reading software, so that's how I use all my technology.
Roger, that's awesome. Well, good for you. That's really awesome. I've never, I heard of that, or it's, my wording's not right, but, keep it up. That's awesome.
Very good. Yeah, it is. So have you worked Simplex at all?
Say again?
Have you worked Simplex at all? It's just strictly radio to radio. There's no going through a repeater or anything like that.
Simplex, yeah. I run the national Simplex calling frequency, which is 146.520 megahertz, and I talked to one person who was passing by a highway, and I managed to talk to him, but that was the only contact I made on Simplex. I've been messing around with Simplex.
Yeah, I go on Simplex all the time. I use that 652 all the time to, especially when band openings happen via 3CCI.
Roger, yeah, I enjoy Simplex a lot. I think, yeah, it's a good way to test out your radio, too, the range of it. To be honest, I don't know about you, but I'm so happy whoever made Simplex up. I'm very happy they did that because I feel like it wouldn't be ham radio without Simplex.
Okay. So, what are you using for your base station again? I couldn't quite catch it.
Right now I have HTs. That radio I was talking to you about, that's the one I want to get for my birthday. It is a Anytone 778 with a base antenna, and that's what I want to get for my birthday. I don't have it right now. But the radios I have are two Radio Oddity 2A radios, one QRZ1 radio, and a Balfang AR-152.
Oh, okay. Yep, very good. V3CCI Friday.
KSA-FQN Friday. Yeah, I enjoy using my Balfang. That's the main one I use because it's got the best antenna on it. The rest of my radios are all stock antennas, rubber duckies. But my Balfang can pick up weak signals from about in ideal conditions, like inside my house, about 10 miles away. Running simplex outside in a higher location, or in a field, I can get things from about 30 to 40 miles away. That's pushing it, though.
You want to go on 5-2 real quick? See if I can reach you from there?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm curious to see if you can reach me. But, yeah.
Okay. VE3CI2XY to 5-2.
KSA-FQ, Ren. May take an extra minute. I need to get my VHF ground plane on my radio. I just need to unscrew the antenna.
Okay. VE3CCI.
This is KSA-FQN. Alright, I'm on 14652. Go ahead. KSA-FQN.
KF Kilo. This is KF8BOT.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 Bit November. I was just calling on the computer. I was trying to contact Victor Echo 3 Charlie India. They're trying to he's in Ontario, I'm in Emily City, and we're trying to see if we can talk on Simplex or hear each other, right?
Good deal and good luck. It's if you can get it, that's pretty decent.
Roger, thank you. And yeah, I hope I get to reach him. I don't know if he's still in the computer, but you have a good rest of your day. And this is KSA-FQN, 73 and clear.
Good copy, 73 clear. I'll be monitoring.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie India, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Are you still on this computer? This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. I'm assuming that Victor Echo 3, Charlie India is off of this freak. So, KSA-FQN, clear for now.
Echo 3, Charlie India monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Station, this is ACHWNI. Kilo Charlie 8, Whiskey November India. You're getting a repeater, but you're kind of going in and out a little bit. If you can get it.
KSAFQN, you're coming to Paris on my end. I don't have my CCCSS, my receiver side set to 123, I believe.
Yeah, so I'm talking at the Warren repeater here in the Virginia here before.
This is KFASQN. You're still coming in quiet. I changed my RCCSS to the same from the CCCSS network, but I think your call sign is still being repeated, if you did.
Yeah, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Whiskey, November, India.
Roger.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time copying you pretty much all at this point. I'm on the K8FBI, repeater and Warren.
Roger.
Sounds good. I didn't catch what repeater you were trying to get in through. I know this is linked. FBI network's gonna be pretty good, so. Sounds like you have a ground plane and a rat tail or something going on with your radio.
Yeah, Roger. I got a rat tail on my, it's 6.5 inch rat tail. I cannot talk today. The estimation under my antenna for the UHF, I got a 3-foot tape antenna on my radio, and I can say a bow thing, AR-152.
Yeah, sounds good. I was able to hear you a little bit better that time. I'm using a Radiata GA-168 right now, and that's, I'm talking to one of the roll-up N9TAX J-poles, so nothing too fancy on my end.
Yeah, Roger, I'm impressed by this mounting. Even with that homemade rat tail, and the antenna, I'm seeing a repeater 14 miles away. It's the Romeo one. But, I cannot talk, been able to hit that repeater with my, radio. I'm outside right now, just how warm it is. But, I'm on Echo Link on my phone, listening to my signal, so, see how I'm coming through.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Kind of monitor your own signal, and you maybe stand slightly to the left or slightly to the right, maybe just get into the Romeo repeater a little bit better. So I feel like I've heard you on before, and you said you just recently got your ham radio license, right?
See, what's up, yeah. I got my ham radio license about 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. You know, I got my ham radio license when I was 13, so it's been quite a while, and if you check my call sign, you can see it's a little bit older, the Kilo Charlie 8, so it's been a few letters ago.
Yeah, Roger, by the way, I got you loud and clear now. There's a volume on my radio. I was trying to
even though it was turned down that much. I don't know about you, but this warm front coming in is pretty weird.
Yeah, it seems a bit out of the ordinary for, you know, February, but, you know, it kind of comes with some good, comes with some bad. You can get outside and enjoy some sunlight, get some vitamin D back in you, and it helps your mood and a lot of different aspects of your life. You kind of feel good, but at the same time, you know, the streets tend to flood in the inner city, kind of where I'm from, and, you know, stuff wants to grow, but then it's going to snow again, and it tends to kill stuff. My wife has some bulb flowers in our garden that tend to suffer in weather like this.
Yeah, Roger, I'm trying to find a good spot to get a better transmission. Alright. Okay, yeah, right here. Yeah, are the cities, I've only been in Detroit like two times. I don't know where you're from, obviously. I'm assuming by where the computer's located. I'm assuming you're warm, I don't know. But, are like cities warmer?
So I think by nature, cities can tend to be a little warmer just because they're slower to warm and slower to cool just because of the massive amount of material that all the buildings are made out of. But I think industry in general causes a lot more heat in the city. So it's kind of, yes, it's a little warmer, kind of, no, it's a little colder. So it kind of depends on when you catch it. But, yeah, so my name is John. I'm real close to the repeater in Warren. I'm actually in Fraser. Not sure if that helps you at all. I'm real close to the computer in Warren.
Hey, Roger. I want to be honest with you. There's a repeater in Romeo. I'm in the city. I'm hitting this repeater way more clear with this homemade rat tail than I hit my local WA LAP repeater in Lapeer. Which is about 8 miles away from me. So that's a whole how many miles, like, 4 or 5 maybe. But yeah, I'm actually surprised at seeing this repeater loud and clear, you can say, from what I'm hearing in Magdalene. But yeah, I'm kind of extremely mad because of the industry and like, the buildings and everything. It's kind of like a forced building, you can say, just like all the buildings.
Yeah, so there's a lot that can go into how you hit a repeater. You know, it could be the elevation of the antenna on the repeater you're trying to hit, or maybe there's obstacles in the way, or there's a lot that goes into that. But, I mean, it's good you at least found one you can get into pretty easily. You know, for me, I'm not in a city. It seems like there's a plethora of repeaters that I can hit, but it's good you're able to at least get on one that's linked and you can get out a little bit.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, so, do you know why, maybe, like, why is getting this computer better than my local one? Because I know this one, I'm on UHF, so I'm assuming that's good at penetrating or adult stuff. And I got this 6-inch rat tail I made, so that could be another reason, but my local repeater operates on a VHF. I don't think I came in clear there, VHF. So maybe that's why?
Yeah, this is KCAWNI, just for ID. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that, too, I think. You know, some people, I hear mixed things. It's like, you know, sometimes VHF gets good reach, other times UHF gets good reach. It's kind of, your mileage may vary depending on your setup, but it sounds like you found one that's working pretty good. I'm copying you really good now. I'm not sure. When you first started talking to now, I feel like maybe you moved around a little bit.
Hey, Roger, I'm not even talking louder to my mic, which is a shocker. Yeah, I love this valve thing I have. It's a AR-152. It pushes 10 watts. Again, the same antenna I got on it and stuff. I really enjoy it. But I have a QRZ-1. It's called an Explorer, and It's a small little 5-watt radio. It can't really hit anything except the Simplex. But the audio quality on that QRZ1 is awesome. Receiving and transmitting, it feels like you're talking to somebody in a room with you. It's insane. But I'm outside right now. I always test out with my emergency kit that I made. And yeah, everything's working.
Well, that's great. It's glad to hear you're enjoying the hobby, and nice to see you. Nice to hear you made a little antenna. Always cool. Glad to hear that that you're in the hobby. You know, maybe get some of your buddies to do it with you. You know, get your friends at your school to do it with you. That's also always a lot of fun too. But, I'm gonna have to let you go. I'm at home, and I got some stuff I gotta take care of around the house. So nice talking with you. Just wanted to finally say hi to you. I've heard you a little bit, but it's hard for me to get on radio sometimes. So this will be KCHW9. I have to be clear on your final.
Well, Roger, it's a pleasure talking to you, pleasure meeting you. And really quick, I thought this was kind of funny. I always get superstitious that that rat tail on my antenna, if I take it off and put on a Zoom Chef rat tail, I always think that it's just because of the position of my rat tail, that's why I'm getting a good signal. I don't know why I think that. I just always have, but 73 to you. Have a good rest of your day. And this is KF8SQN. Clear.
Yeah, sounds good. Your position of the rat tail, I suppose, could be something to it, but just play with a little bit more and see what you can dig up. It's a pretty fun hobby. I've been tinkering with it for a long time. So 73, enjoy the rest of your day. This is DCHWNI out.
KF8FQN from W2PUT Mobile.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2, that's November. Go ahead, and really quick, how am I coming in?
A little static on your signal, but otherwise copyable. Yeah, your call sign, my brother used to be a ham. Of course, his prefix was different, but his last three letters was FQN, so I thought that was kind of amusing. Yeah, the name here is Dan. And we're mobile, just coming into the Atlanta, Georgia area right now.
This is KFASQN. Wait, did you say Atlanta, Georgia? Like, the state Georgia, right?
I did say Atlanta, Georgia. We're on our way back to Southeast Michigan from the Orlando Hamcation, you know, Hamfest in Orlando. I'm coming in via a mobile all-star node, though. So, yeah, there's no weird RF going on. It's through the magic of the Internet.
All right, Roger, yeah, I thought you were, when you said Atlanta, I thought you were, like, you were in Atlanta right now talking, like, through the, radio waves. I got so confused. But, yeah, the All-Star nodes make sense. I've been wanting to make, my Raspberry Pi into an All-Star node, but I kind of quit that project because, I had no use for it right now, because as you can tell, I'm getting into the computer, and Emily City is very good, so I don't really have a use for it. But I want to make a, like, I think it's like a tracker for satellites. I want my Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, the Raspberry Pis are fun to play around with. I've been building nodes for quite a number of years now. Yeah, the node I'm on, I'm talking to the node via RF. The RF side of the node, it's 900 megahertz multiplex repeater. It's not a big repeater, mind you, but yeah, the three watts gets me what I need. I'll frequently use it at, when I'm out and about to get back into, you know, whatever system. And being full duplex, it allows me full control over it. I've had this, in various permutations before All-Star came to exist. I built this approaching 20 years ago. I built it when I worked at the state at the radio shop in Northville, and I've been gone from there for 15 years, and I had it for probably 5 years before I left there. You know, ultimately we added the All-Star to it when that became practical. It's got a lot of hours on it. I enjoy it quite a bit. We do a lot of road tripping.
This is KFASQS.
You guys are lucky. We're going to California this spring. That's where I was born. I was born in Vista. Lived here to Michigan. That's where my mom and dad were born. But I heard a breaking station, so go ahead, because I break the station was.
Yeah, this is Brad again. VE360I, yeah. What's your call sign again? Phonetically, I'm trying to look through on QRZ. VE360I.
Connected to CMM Network.
VE360R, I believe. I remember you. I didn't hear you on Suplex, but my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, Quebec, November, as in KF8,
SQN. Roger, Roger. Go ahead, the other station, B3CCI.
Okay, and good afternoon to you there. Name here is Dan. We're just not quite to downtown Atlanta here on I-75 heading north. Had a great time in Orlando this week. Spent a couple of days at Disney and hanging out with friends and doing the Orlando Ham Fest. Yeah, we've been listening for a little bit here. I usually spend most of my time over on the East Coast Reflector, but every now and again we hang out on the FBI system here. This is W2PUT Mobile.
This is KFAFQN. I own a double there. You're a lucky kid because you went to go to a N radio fest. I believe I've heard you before. Somebody was going to Florida to an N radio fest. It might have been on the computer, I'm not sure. I was talking, but I'm roaming on ECR2 as well. Via
Echo. Oh, okay. Do you ever get on the Friday Night Usenet?
I do sometimes, but I was there like 2 Fridays ago. Well, not this Friday, I was talking to WDC. But I gotta go, my dad's calling me, so I'm gonna see if I can read you guys, so it's nice to talk to you. And it's KF8F9, so...
Alright, 7-3, yeah, and I have known Dick JPQ since I was in my teens. You know, we're originally from that area. 7-3, W2PUT Mobile.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Dano. How was Hamcation?
be clear. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sean. Hey, we had a great time with Hamcation. I wonder where all those blinky lights are going. If they're going to go in the other way, are they going to hop back on, loop around? We're showing some red on the maps of Google here as we come into Atlanta. Well, traffic through Atlanta always sucks. I mean, it never doesn't, but... Yeah, it looks like there's a crash up ahead. But at any rate, we had a great time. And we stayed with Jerry NHJS and his wife. They run a condo for a couple months down there. Yeah, so they retired. Actually, they're coming back in a couple weeks. But yep, had a great time.
Well, good. I hope the weather was better. It was pretty brutal down there. For Florida, I would have been very disappointed had I been down there with some of the temperatures I was seeing. So hopefully you avoided that. I haven't been following. But I figured since it's not making the national news, perhaps it's gotten back to at least palatable. Murphy, N8NM, he has a place down there. And I keep threatening one of these years I'm going to come down there and pay him a visit during Hamcation week, but this year they had some things they had to do up here, and they're still here in possibly the worst winter we've had in decades. He had to get stuck up here for the winter, so I've yet to be. In fact, I've never set foot in Florida ever. So if I do go down there to Hamcation at some point, it'll be a first.
Well, it's not the biggest ham fest, I will say. Dayton is definitely bigger. There's no two ways about it. But, I mean, it's nice. There's a lot of people go. I found a bargain this year. I got it. It looks like it may never have been tuned. UHF flat pack. I remember it said Cell Wave or Phelps Dodge on it, but it says untuned and it's got a Motorola sticker on the side, but the slugs look like they've never moved. Got it for $40, which that's pretty darn good, you know. Purchase of opportunity. So if you come down just for the fest, and not make a vacation out of it, you'd probably be disappointed to go all that way just for the fest. But, of course, like I say, we stayed with Jerry and his wife. The missus came along, and we did a couple of days at Disney, and, in the parks, and Disney Springs, and whatnot. We did, the entertainment district there. Had a great time. So, the Hamfest is a good excuse to do some vacation.
You're running out my electric bill.
Outstanding. Let that meter spin, baby.
Well, that's good. I like I said, one of these days I'll get down there, but don't know. But maybe your ears are burning. Somebody was asking about you this morning. They saw you connected up, and they were intrigued by the 900. That's what got them really, 900. And I said, oh, no. They said, that's his node. He runs in the car. So, but, all right, real good. I'm going to let you travel there. And I'm going to get to, I might run out here and do a little shopping, get some stuff in the house here. You're going to see, if you're in Atlanta now, I'm guessing you left this morning. So where's the, you're planning to stop, I'm guessing, being 257, you're stopping somewhere. Going to try to make Ohio, or are you going to bunker down before then?
Yeah, it depends upon how we feel. I'm thinking perhaps Knoxville area. That's where we made it to last year. We wanted to make it further last year on the way back, but the driving day was just terrible last year. It was heavy rains, and you know there was, you know, the roads were half flooded. It was a terrible drive back. But I'm hoping to make at least Knoxville, and then you know, finish it up tomorrow. I mean, no use wearing ourselves out, you know. I do have a 900 on the repeater on the air, though. You know, just, not just the note, the Merriman Yard, 927-0375 at the Wayne County site there, Merriman Yard, a.k.a. 4101.
Right, right. Well, Wally just bought one of those Tates that not only does multi-band, but it also does multiple protocol. But its other claim to fame, in addition to be multi-band, UHF, VHF, and 800, it also does 900, including the ham portion. So he's been pretty excited about that. P25, BMR, analog, kind of the closest thing to a holy grail radio we've got so far. I know the Viking VP800 also boasts the same thing, but the Tate 9800 or 9900, whatever it is, comes in either portable or mobile flavor, and it's very reminiscent of a 5550 mobile as far as form factor and look and feel. So we are anxiously listening as Wally gets that thing programmed up, and we see how it works and how it plays. Still not cheap, but it's not Motorola. It's not Motorola expensive, or not quite VP800 Viking expensive. Still up there.
When I was still at the state, I got to evaluate a couple of the tapes when they were first putting them out there for use on the state system. Okay, so that goes back quite a number of years. But, you know, I was impressed with the quality. And, you know, the few I've seen here and there after, you know, since then, not a bad radio. They really aren't. I would be lying if I said otherwise. I don't know whether they still do or not, but at one point in time, Tate was OEMing the lower end radios for Ericsson, and right about the time they transitioned from Ericsson to the mostly forgotten ComNet critical systems before they were MACOM.
Wyatt, were you trying to jump back in?
This is KFAFQN. Sorry about that. I was trying to test out my, I had VHF rat tail on, and I was trying to test it out, and I was on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that.
No problem. Let you carry on. But, yeah, it does look like a nice product, and I've seen some of their commercial offerings, and Dan, and I've been impressed. They had a series of repeaters that were out, and they were like almost like VME. You know, they'd have the upright cards that would slide in and out, the exciter and the receiver and everything. And you know, I wouldn't call it Quantar like, but kind of. But my kitty, who's been very, very sick, just came upstairs and is meowing at me. I think I have to go see what's going on here. So I will listen out, and then I might have to jump out of here. WAFU.
Okay, Sean. Hey, pleasure chatting as always, and happy listening. WTPU T-Mobile.
All right, WFSM Mobile, Fat City.
This is KFA.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, I'm going to try this now. This is KSA-SQN.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, F8FSQ, is this getting through to anybody?
This is KF8FQN. I didn't hear your call sign. It was my radio, but go ahead.
Hello, FQN. This is KF8FSQ. I'm taking that Anytone radio for a drive. I'm kind of curious if I'm even audible. I'm thinking about returning this thing. I'm trying to hit a repeater, and Holly, I barely could make out what you were saying in that last transmission, so I'm thinking maybe the radio's got some RF issues. I don't know.
All right, Roger. I'm on echoing. I'm not on echoing right now. I'm using my real radio. On echoing, it looks like I'm coming in clear, but I got you loud and clear. Also, are you okay with your call sign and you being inside of a YouTube video?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as if you get ripped off of it, just send me a couple bucks. But yeah, I heard that you're coming in through EchoLink and you're able to pick me up loud and clear. I'm hitting the repeater, so that must mean that at my home base there I don't have very good signal. But I appreciate the signal report there, and good luck on creating your video. I'm getting pretty close to home, though, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold this repeater.
All right, Roger. I'm using X-Link to see my signal strength. But I can hit the computer better than my local one. But I found out why. The WALAD repeater in LaPierre, it's still farther away. They're supposed to be in, like, LaPierre, but now it's farther away than Romeo. It's like 24 miles away. But, well, yeah, you sound great. I had a pleasure to, had a good time talking to you. Pleasure to meet you again. And this is KFA-SQN, 7 Green Clear. Or clear your lack.
All right, 73 clear. This is KFA-SQN. I cannot think and drive and talk again. I'm done.
Roger, KFA-SQN. This is KFA-SQN, clear. This is KFA-SQN. Wait, is it KFA-MSQ? Or is it KFA-FNQ?
Here, Jack.
Let's go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm doing good, Jack. Doing good. I got a sick kitty here, and I'm afraid it's pretty serious. And other than that, just been keeping busy. I did get your message, and I cannot reboot. There's nothing I can do to the Detroit machine. It's down for the count. I have been in communication with the guy that owns it. He's got a new one, and we're talking seriously about doing something to get it replaced. It's been planned for a while. Now we have to. So, you know, until hopefully when it comes back online, there'll be no more problems with it dropping or anything.
No problem, Sean. I'm not in a hurry anyhow. There's only one night guy out there by the airport, that's all. Anyhow, did you hear the news, the sad news, or no?
I'm not sure. What sad news is that?
A 793, Dave.
Oh, yes, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't put two and two together, and then right as I unkeyed, I said, oh, Dave. Right, yeah, I did. I had been texting him just to see how he was doing because I hadn't heard anything. You know, he would usually text and for one reason or another, and I texted a couple of three times and didn't hear anything, so I knew something was up, and then I heard the news on that. So, unfortunately, I kind of thought I was going to hear something to that effect.
Yeah, I heard it from Greg. Sent me a text. He says, what's his name? Text me. He said he passed away, so that's why.
Roger. Alrighty. By the way, that net you were trying to check into, Jack, you can also get that net on the Mount Clemens UHF machine, the UMP. So you might have that one programmed in your radio, right? But yeah, that was the problem. I was hearing you pretty darn good over here, but you're on the output of the repeater, so that's why they weren't hearing you. I was wondering at first what was going on too, because I was hearing you just fine here, and they weren't responding. And then it occurred to me what was going on. So, but okay, well, you doing okay? That's important, and
How's Linda? Haven't heard Linda in forever, so just wondering how everybody is over that way.
We're all doing good. You know, it's just the weather, you know, the bad weather for, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I couldn't get out of the house. I was talking to Eric on the other side, on the GMRS phone, so, you know, I was between four walls and a TV. So I see you was last week, that's all.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I think we've got the worst of it behind us. So, it's, you know, we've certainly got, you know, some more winter to go, but I think the worst of it's behind us, and we're going to be seeing more and more, like today, where it pokes up into the 40s and stuff. So, we're getting there, and looking forward to it. All right, Jack, I just wanted to let you know what was going on over there, touch base, see how you're doing, and all that good stuff. We'll have to get you coming back to breakfast. There was a pretty light crowd there. Phil and I, you know, make it pretty religiously, and there's other than that, it's hit and miss. All different folks, depends on what day. So look forward to seeing you there again. I think Eric's threatened to come on down, so we'll see. Anyhow, unless you got anything else, I'm going to jump out of here and start figuring out what our dinner plans are going to be.
I don't have anything, but anyhow, I'll see you Saturday anyhow, next Saturday. I was going to come this Saturday, but I got up a little bit late. I says, "Forget it, I won't make it there till about 9 o'clock, and everybody get out at 9. All right, good talking to you, Sean. Take care. We'll talk again.
All right, Jack, will you take care? And we'll see you then or talk to you before. And if we get the new Detroit machine up, you'll be the first to know. I'll let you know when we're planning it so you can keep an eye. But, yeah, it's just whatever it was doing there, it's just stuck doing that, so. So I don't think there's any fixing it this time. Good. Get us off our butts. Make us go do something about it. Catch you later. KFADRC from W8FU. KE8ZRG, this is N8WRO. Nothing heard, N8WRO, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8FQN listening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Wyatt from Elmer City, listening. KF8FQN clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.